So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Dr. Sean Ritchie, he's helped me, he's helped thousands, and he's helping people every single day at the Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, getting rid of that burning ice at night, unable to sleep, fidgety feet, you can't walk, you can't stand, you become a prisoner in your own house. They're changing people every day from that to getting them back into the game of a healthy, happy life. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, 9 locations, growing as we speak. Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, and yes, Morgantown, West Virginia. MaryDanston.com, 724-940-9000. If you call today and leave a working number that they can reach you throughout the week, and your first and last name, you'll get the first consultation, the examination and treatment absolutely free. If you know anyone who has neuropathy, please give them this information or tell them that there is hope and get them to tune in now to KDKA. And remember, if you call today, right now, for this Sunday morning, leave your name and number. They will get back to you, or you can call first thing tomorrow morning, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. Here he is, Dr. Sean Ritchie, 9 locations throughout the Tri-State and the country. This brand continues to grow because those success stories continue to grow. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yeah, absolutely. It is, you know, we started doing this 11 years ago. As one of the first people in the whole entire country, let alone world, treating neuropathy with this new technology. And I never realized how many people suffered with this. It was, you know, you think some people have bad backs or something like that, but they say about 10% of Americans suffer with peripheral neuropathy. That's a lot of people. That's like 30 million plus people that suffer with this. And I'll tell you, every day I go to work, we have new patients every day, and I hear their stories, and that blows me away what they go through and how they suffer and what they live through. I mean, you know it, Rob. Like, it's like every single breath that you take, you're dealing with these pains in your feet or your hands, and it just takes you to a whole different place. And when I listen to somebody tell their story, I can't imagine living like that and what they go through. And then they go to their doctors and they try to get solutions, and they just give them some medication to try to mask it, and usually doesn't work. And then they have to sit there every day. They get this burning, stabbing, pins and needles, and God forbid they slow down and their heart slows down and they get less circulation down there. It starts to get worse, and they try to go to bed and try to sleep it off, and then it gets worse, and then they get woken up by a stabbing pain in their foot or an ice pick or a burning sensation, and they got to get up and walk around, or they get that cramp that their toes are pulling back or their calf is in a full-blown cramp, and it wakes them out of a dead sleep. And to listen to somebody tell me that story, and I put myself in their shoes, no pun intended, but if I put myself in their shoes and I listen to them every day they live this way, I go, oh my gosh, like I couldn't imagine, like, every ounce of my life is going to be with this burning, stabbing, can't sleep, run around exhausted because I got this peripheral neuropathy, and I'm given no hope. I'm given some medication to try to deal with it, and they're telling me that this is my fate. I'm going to live like this. I might end up in a wheelchair. I might even have amputation. It's pretty scary.
So I walked into my treadmill the other day, and my one toe became black and blue, and I thought about you, and I'll tell you why. Because neuropathy, you've helped me, incredible what you've done for me. And I thought to myself, imagine if you have diabetes, mm-hmm. and you have to lose one of your digits, your toes, mm-hmm. but you have severe neuropathy. So now you've lost one of those toes to balance you.
Right.
But now you're still dealing with neuropathy. Mm-hmm. So you could become basically in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Or a walker or a cane or unable to even walk more than just a few feet without having to sit down and reset. So what I'm saying is, if you're out there and you have diabetes and neuropathy is one of your severe problems, we just want people to know that they can go through this treatment while they continue on their diabetic medicine, their insulin.
100%. Yeah, they got to take care of their diabetes. You know, diabetes is one of the main causes of peripheral neuropathy. But, I mean, you're absolutely right. I had a woman that came in to me, and her neuropathy was so bad that she couldn't feel her feet. I mean, she just had no feeling whatsoever. And we do an exam on patients, and it's a really simple, painless exam. It takes me 2 minutes to do. And I have to have them take their shoes and socks off. And she set her foot down, and I looked at it. And I was, I don't know if you've ever seen gangrene. One of her toes, she had cut. And she didn't know it because she couldn't feel it. And it was the whole bottom of her toe, so on the bottom where she couldn't see it, was all gangrene. And I had to tell her, I'm like, listen, you've got to take it. I said, put your shoes on. I said, go right back to the, go to the hospital. I said, get this taken care of. She called me about 4 months after that. And she said, you know, I just want to let you know where I'm at. She said, they had to take that toe off.
Oh.
But they said they didn't get it. They had to take the next toe off.
Oh.
And guess what? They still didn't get it. She said, Sean, she's like, I lost my foot.
Oh.
All because she had no idea. Her feet were so numb from peripheral neuropathy that she didn't know that she cut her toe. I just had a guy in a little while ago, walked around with a tack in his foot, and he couldn't figure out why there was all this blood on the floor. Had no idea. And that's because their feet get so numb. That's one of the first things people get.
And listen, you're not as agile when you get older, so it's not like you can pick up your leg and look at the bottom of your feet and even get positioned in front of a mirror. So I totally get it. Look, if you're dealing with this, or you know somebody that it is, and especially if you're dealing with, you know, diabetes and all of the horrible things that come with that, at least call the number today. Leave your first and last name and go get that first consultation, examination, and treatment. It's free. All three are free. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. Their website is marydansden.com. They've got offices everywhere, so no matter where you're listening today, there is one near you. Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. 724-940-9000. We'll come back and talk about the science behind it. We have a success story in the third segment. He's Dr. Sean Ritchie. This is Tri-State Neuropathy Center's Pittsburgh Works on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good morning. All right. You know, before we get to the science, and we're going to have a success story coming up with Marge in just a little bit, but I want you to, as you always do, Dr. Ritchie, give me some success stories. We talked about some of the frightening stuff, in particular of a couple of people dealing with diabetes, unable to feel their feet, cuts, a gentleman with a tack in his foot, a lady losing three digits, and then she eventually loses her foot. But let's talk about some happy stories. Yeah. Go ahead.
Happy stories are what we live through every day. Peripheral neuropathy is a devastating disease, and it steals a person's life. And they go through the motions to try to get it better, and they're led to this no hope. You know, you're going to be suffering the rest of your life. You're going to be in a walker. You're going to be in a wheelchair, possibly amputations, like we spoke earlier. But when they come to us and we do that free consultation and we're able to say whether they are a good qualified candidate, that's the most important visit that they come to, is that first visit. We determine whether they are a qualified candidate. And if they are, or I should say if they're not, we will generally point them in a good direction. But if they are, we get to tell them face-to-face that you're a great candidate. You can expect to probably get anywhere from 50 to 100% better. And they're skeptical. You know, they've been through the rat race and they've been told that there's no hope. And they're like, why does my doctors tell me that there's nothing that can be done? And unfortunately, in the medical model, they've got medication. And that's all they do. I have a list of 30 medications. A patient came to me and said, I went to this neurologist seminar who was talking about peripheral neuropathy. And they listed 30 medications that they could give for peripheral neuropathy. The unfortunate thing about peripheral neuropathy, it's a progressive disease. It's always going to get worse. It's just how fast is it going to get worse? And so what they do is they give you some type of medication trying to mask it while it gets worse. And unfortunately, then it gets worse and they just up the medication. So that is really, really fun to be able to tell a patient that, hey, there is hope. We've been doing this for 11 years. We've seen over 13,000 people, and almost everybody gets 50 to 100% better. And just this week, I mean, just a couple people, a patient by the name of Karen came in, and she suffered for a while with diabetes. And it was so bad that her feet would get so cold at night that she just couldn't sleep. I mean, and can you imagine every night going to bed that you just know that you're not going to sleep? And you're going to wake up the next day and you're going to be exhausted. She got these horrible cramps. They would be stabbing. They'd be burning. When she started, we did the test. She was at a 47% functionality, which is kind of mid-range there. We just retested her, and we had got her up to 93% functionality. So almost 100% gone. She's sleeping now. She has no problem waking up. She's not exhausted like she was. I had another lady, Kathy. She had it for a year, and hers was getting worse quick. And everybody's, you know, it could be super fast where, you know, they can start with this numbing feeling in the toes, you know, pins and needles, and they can suffer for years with just that. But then it can really get bad with the burning, the stabbing, electric shocks, cramping. And hers was that. Hers was in just 1 year. she was, again, not sleeping. And to this point, she is almost 100% better. And a lot of people with neuropathy, not only do they get the numb and the tingling stuff, but they have this like almost like a fat feeling, like their feet are swollen or toes are swollen and they can't flex their toes and stuff. They just feel like they're super stiff and tight. And she's like, man, it's so weird. It feels like all my swelling's down, which she didn't even have any. And she's just bending her toes. And I had another guy, he works on heavy equipment, Ron, and it, you know, staying working is a big thing. So Ron had neuropathy, and he was only suffering for about a year, you know, and it's always good to catch it sooner than later. His was from diabetes. He also was taking cholesterol medicine and some arthritis in the back. So those are three of the four general ones. Chemotherapy is another big one. But he had numbness, pins and needles, tingling, numbness, stabbing pain, cramping. When I tested him, he was only at 4%, and he works on heavy equipment, you know, like excavators and stuff. Like, imagine working those things and your feet are numb, not feeling the pedals and stuff. And I retested him just this week. He went from 4% all the way to 70% functionality. Everything's gone except a little bit of numbness in his toes. You know, neuropathy will start at your toes and work its way up. As it gets better, it works its way out. So his numbness, all his bad stuff was gone, just a little numbness in the toes, and I'm sure that we'll be able to get him 100%.
All right, Dr. Sean Ritchie, founder and chiropractic physician, Tri-State Neuropathy Center's theme for this radio show is basically centered around the importance of making an appointment today. Tri-State Neuropathy Center's are calling and leaving your number so they can set it up with you. And by acting today, you can prevent your neuropathy from getting worse and also receive an effective treatment plan to getting you back to enjoy all the activities you love. You know, another thing, the idea of walking is basically like a pump. When you take a step, that pumps the blood back up to your heart. And I got to believe, and this is just thought process, because I was talking to somebody who has neuropathy. They were talking about edema and their feet swelling all the time because they're not moving.
Right.
Okay. And they're taking all the fluids in, doing what they do, and they're not elevating. They're not moving. They're not climbing steps. They're not just taking a walk, whatever. So now you have people not only dealing with that numbness and the cold that you talk about at night that I've gone through, and those dancing feet that no matter how many socks you wear, how many blankets you use, you just can't get that comfort. The sheets even affect you differently. But if you're not able to walk, all of a sudden your whole circular system, everything starts to shut down. So this is such a problem that people at least need to know if they have neuropathy, and they also need to know you have helped over 13,000 people.
Yeah, it still blows me away how many people do suffer with this. And you know, we started with just one office in Wexford, and now we're up to 9 offices. We have 6 docs on board, and this is all we do. You know, this is our life. We focus on treating people that suffer with peripheral neuropathy, and we have the most powerful equipment, one of the first people in the whole world treating this. So you know, we know what we're doing. We're very experienced. 13,000 stories I talk about what they go through. I mean, still to this day, when I listen to somebody tell their story, it still blows me away what they have to go through. And they're led to believe that there's no hope. And I'm telling you today, It's not the truth. We have a technology that's designed to help you get your life back.
So 330 million and change, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's the population of this country. But mm-hmm. 30 million people are suffering from this disease.
It's amazing. Well, you think of the four things that cause it. And when we get older, it's generally the four things. You're diabetic, right? Diabetes, type 2 diabetics, or it's almost like an epidemic at this point. We got chemotherapy. You know, we get older, we get cancer, very common. You get broken down backs, arthritic, stenosis, disc problems, maybe even surgeries that cause it. And then the one that's kind of been a little hidden is a medication called cholesterol medicine or statin drugs. One of the top reasons people come in. MaryDanston.com is our website, and that's what hers was from. She suffered for 12 years at the age of 57, was about to go into a wheelchair, all because she started taking cholesterol medicine at the age of 45 and got it. But I tell you, the newest one, and I see it a couple of times a week, is the COVID shot. In particular, that third one, the booster, seems to be putting people through my door with peripheral neuropathy as well. So these are the things that you get when you're older, right? So not surprising that 10% of Americans get this.
So somebody 40 listening right now and saying, that's what I think I have. Mm-hmm. They have to understand, this just doesn't affect older people, 65 mm-hmm. and over. You don't have to be retirement age. It happens to people in their 30s and their 40s, and they too need to make the call.
I mean, if you even are listening right now, or you know somebody that's saying these stories to you, catching it sooner than later is always the best thing. I have people that come in that suffer for 6 months all the way up to decades. I had a woman for 40 years suffered with it. In fact, Marge, she suffered for a decade with it. She'll tell her story in the next segment. And these people are led to believe that there's nothing that they can do about it.
All right, so Marge will be here to tell us her story in just a little bit. Trisday Neuropathy Centers has been successfully treating and helping neuropathy sufferers since 2013. The professionals at Tri-State Neuropathy Centers understand full well how to help people with neuropathy. They have treated over 13,000 patients who have suffered from peripheral neuropathy and have a 90% patient satisfaction rate. And this is the offer that we do every time he's here. Consultation, examination, and first treatment free. Free. And the number to dial, you can do it on this Sunday morning. Leave your name and number and a working number. They can reach you throughout the week during business hours, 724-940-9000. Here's that number again, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia, MaryDanston.com. All right, back. It is the Tri-State Neuropathy Center Hour with Dr. Sean Ritchie, and here comes another one of those great success stories. Marge, tell us your story, and welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you very much. About 20 years ago, I went to the doctors because I was getting shooting pains in my feet and my toes, and they told me that it was the early stages of neuropathy. Then I went to several different doctors. They gave me pain medicine. They gave me inserts for my feet, you know, for in shoes. Mm-hmm. But it was so bad that I couldn't walk anymore, and my toes started to turn purple. I couldn't sleep at night because the pain was so...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup... not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
So bad I would cry half the time. So I went to the doctors again right before Easter, and when I came home, I grabbed the mail, and there was a flyer in there, and I opened it up, and there was Sean's page. So I gave him a call, and we set up an appointment. I went in, and I had therapy the same day I was there, and within about a week or so, I started noticing different pains in my feet, which I kind of contributed to nerves waking up that hadn't been working for a while.
Right.
So I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I just said, yeah, that's very common when you start to get those nerves coming back to life. They're starting to feel things again. That's right.
Yeah. And then within about 2 weeks, I started really noticing a big difference. My feet were no longer purple. I started being able to walk a lot better. And the swelling went down in my feet. So I was really happy, and I could put shoes on now. And then I've been doing very well since then.
Yeah, the color in your toes came back, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I was totally surprised. And the pain is I can go walk to the mailbox and get my mail now. I can go to the grocery store without using the cart as a leaning post. I was getting to the point where I was having my groceries delivered because I couldn't walk anymore. And I was afraid that my feet were going to get amputated and or be in a wheelchair the rest of my life. And I really thank you guys a lot. I really do.
I appreciate
more than you know.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you trusting in this. I mean, 20 years is a long time to be suffering with this. And I mean, how many doctors do you think you went to?
I went to 2 podiatrists,
mm-hmm.
and I went to 4 different doctors.
And what did they tell you?
They told me that I had the early stages of it,
mm-hmm.
and it would get to the point where I would either be wheelchair-bound for the rest of my life, or I would have my foot amputated, and I really didn't want that. And this, honestly, was my last shot.
Right.
And I was afraid that's what was going to happen, and I didn't want that. So,
yeah, I don't think anybody. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It has made a huge difference in my life, actually.
Yeah. I mean, those are the stories we hear every day, Marge. You know, the doctors give you those results of you're going to suffer and it's going to get worse. And I mean,
yeah, and there's nothing that they can do about it.
Right. Right.
And I was like, somebody's got to be able to do something somewhere.
Absolutely. That always makes me so surprised that you give this fate of light, you live your whole life and you get this neuropathy. And then they're telling you that, you know, you might be in a wheelchair or you might even get amputation. Like to have that fate in front of you kind of, you know, steals your thunder, steals your motivation for life. And I know you like dogs.
I was getting to the point where I didn't even want to go out anywhere because it hurt so bad. And I joined a yoga class,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the ladies all know that I have neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a few of them have asked me questions about it.
Right.
And said, you know, well, where do you go? And I said, well, you call Tri-State Neuropathy in Wexford. And I said, and they'll ask you where you live, what one would be the best option for you.
Right.
So I'm hoping that some of them follow through. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate you telling your story because there's a lot of people out there. I mean, you suffered for a long time. 20 years is a long time. And you're looking for those answers. And your story, I'm sure, is going to help a lot of people understand that this actually works. You've been to a lot of docs. And it's very common that they give you that, you know, you might end up in a walker, wheelchair, amputation, but here's some medication to deal with it along the way. And it's nice to be able to have people like you that come in and qualify for our program. And I mean, you were a great candidate from the get-go. And I know when we went through the symptoms
checklist.
The checklist of symptoms that you had, I mean, the pins and needles, tingling, cramping, burning. I mean, they're pretty much all gone, just a little numbness at this point. I know you have some structural issues that kind of play a factor, but the neuropathy is almost pretty much gone, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And my 90-day evaluation,
mm-hmm.
I just had, and I still am using the boots.
Right, the boots, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it really makes them feel better.
Amen.
And yeah, so and I just keep up with all the therapy, and I will see you again in September.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just sit here for 20 minutes and have my coffee and my breakfast. It's done and over with. Still haven't been able to walk the dog yet, but that's, you know, that's the dog's fault.
I don't think I could walk your dog. I heard how that two-year-old dog wants to pull you.
Oh, yeah. He's pulled me clean across the store. He's almost 150 pounds, so
geez.
He's a good size.
I would say so, yeah. I don't think I could walk her, and I don't have neuropathy.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That's great. Well, I'm so happy that you trusted in this, and I'm so glad the results that you got. And the greatest part is that you're going to be able to maintain these results super easy. I mean, the program and the technology that you're using at home is super easy to do, and doing a little maintenance on them will keep those results so that, you know, maybe we'll even get you to 100 to walk that 150-pound dog.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. That would be great.
That's awesome.
Well, that's a great story, Marge, and I couldn't be more happy for you. I know what they can do. He did it for me. They did it for me. And you obviously understand how valuable the Tri-State Neuropathy Center can be when you're dealing with neuropathy, right?
Oh, God, yes. Most definitely.
Well, hey, take care of yourself and first step in the right direction, but it's nice to be pain-free when you're taking that step, right?
Oh, yeah. That is definitely true.
Have a great day, okay?
You as well, both of you.
Thank you, Marge.
That stuff never gets old.
All week, this is my reavows. It's so nice to hear these people getting their life back.
13,000 people.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's just this area. You know, we cover the tri-state area. I mean, that's a good demographic, but that's just here. Can you imagine all the people out in the world that are suffering with this? They're given no hope. Just like Marge, she suffered for 20 years, doctor after doctor, and like she couldn't walk down to the mailbox, she told me. Just to go get her mail was balance issues, pain, and just not being able to just do something as simple, go get your mail. And I hear these stories every day. To get somebody to, you know, just be able to get their mail without any issues is rewarding, you know, just to be able to go to the grocery store without having to lean on a cart is fun to do.
All right, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. And remember, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, and Morgantown, West Virginia. MaryDanston.com. Quick programming note, there will be no Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show today because of our continuing coverage of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I have confirmed in the first hour a man that used to protect Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, a man that I am a big fan of, Sam Rosenberg. Rosenberg will be here and we'll be talking about security and what he witnessed and his thoughts as far as moving forward and what needs to be done protecting these political people who are out there on the campaign trail, especially with the Republican convention beginning tomorrow. Also, former Governor Tom Corbett has just confirmed he will be with me as well in the 12 o'clock hour. So we're going to give you some incredible guests, some information that you need, and we'll continue to follow this story with our newsroom at KDKA, Rob Taylor, David Balerato, and CBS Radio News. Back with more of our Pittsburgh Works programming with Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers next on KDKA. All right, we're going to talk about technology, but before we get to that in our final segment, he is Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, 9 locations, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, and Morgantown, West Virginia, MaryDanston.com. And this is our offer on the table. If you know anyone that has neuropathy, please let them know there is hope. And if you're dealing with that dreaded disease, call this number right now. Leave your first and last name and a working number that they can reach you throughout the week during business hours, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. You get the first consultation, examination, and treatment absolutely free. Dr. Sean Ritchie now talks technology and Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, where they have helped over 13,000 people.
Thank you. Thank you. What peripheral neuropathy is you've got these little nerves in your skin, the peripheral, the ends. So your brain sends a signal down your back, leaves as a large nerve fiber, and that controls your big stuff, right? Your muscles, your heart, your stomach, your liver, your legs, moving your feet, bending your toes, all a large nerve fiber functionality. But when that nerve gets all the way to the end, the peripheral, and the top layer of your skin is this tiny microscopic nerve. It's so small you can't even see it, and it's called a sensory nerve or a small nerve fiber. That's the nerve that gets damaged when you get peripheral, the ends. Neuropathy is a death and destruction of a nerve. Those little nerves start to die. It'll want to start in your toes, maybe one foot, then bounce to the other. And generally, classically, it'll want to work its way back to the knees, fingertips to the elbows. Starts with a numbing, tingling kind of feeling, maybe pins and needles. And then it gets to the other stuff, the burning, the stabbing, electric shocks, cramping. And a lot of times you sit down to relax and it wants to get worse. And it's because your heart slows down and you get less circulation. So with that in mind, what we have is a technology that is designed to start to feed these nerves. Those nerves are dying and they are craving and starving oxygen and nutrients, but they unfortunately are not getting it. And that's why they want to start to die. So we have a technology. It's non-invasive. There's no drugs. You do it at the comfort of your home, and it's super easy. As Marge said, she does it while she has her coffee in the morning. And all you do is set your feet on these things, and it's called low-level light therapy. We've got a lot of different components, but this is our main one. And we are the only ones in the tri-state area that has this low-level light therapy. It's the most powerful system on the market. And what it's designed to do is it produces this thing called nitric oxide. You hear about it a lot. Some people think I say nitrous, the laughing gas. That would be fun, but that's not it. It's nitric oxide. And your body makes it. All of our bodies make it. And it's produced in our little blood vessels to help those little blood vessels stay open and stay dilated. And that allows all the oxygen, all the nutrients that the blood's purpose to go out and feed everything, feed your heart, your intestines, your muscles, your ligaments, your skin, your nerves, it feeds them. But unfortunately, when we get older, we lose the production of this thing called nitric oxide. They say on an average, when you're about 40 years old, it's depleted to about 50%. Over 60 is like 15%. So those little vessels that need to stay open to allow the oxygen and nutrients to get out just aren't. And then furthest from the heart is the peripheral, the feet and the hands. So these little nerves that are dying, whether it's diabetes, chemotherapy, cholesterol medicine or backs or whatever it is that's causing it, they need something to keep them alive. It's like the grass these days. It's just not getting any rain and it wants to die. Same concept. So our technology, it's painless. You don't even feel anything. It's designed to produce nitric oxide to make those little blood vessels open up in the top layer of your skin and just start to feed those nerves. And once you start to feed those nerves oxygen and nutrients, it's like you have a cut, it wants to heal. And that's exactly how this whole technology is used. And the greatest part about it, it's not gabapentin, Lyrica, or Neurontin, these people that are suffering, hoping that this is gonna help them. That's just a mask. Our system is designed to help to regenerate those nerves.
Now, remind folks, the reason you have 9 offices is because you want to let them be able to come to you and make it a short distance from where they're living at that time, because you know how difficult it is. Many people can't even drive an automobile anymore.
Right. That's one of the big things. I always like to set goals with patients, and some people have lost that ability to, not only just walk, but drive and do simple things like take a walk with their spouse, work in the garden. We always try to get them back. I had a gentleman this week. He wants to get back golfing again. So those are goals we like to set with people. And the most important thing is to catch it as soon as you can. So if you're suffering at the beginning, or if you're 20 years like Marge, just give us a call. The most important visit is that first visit where we get to tell you whether or not you're a candidate. If you're not, we've been doing this a long time, over 11 years. We've seen thousands of people. We know who are good candidates. We know who aren't. If you aren't, we usually can point you in a good direction. But if you are, we get to tell you that, hey, there's hope. Most patients will get 50 to 100% better. And then we get to teach you, like Marge, we'll be able to teach her to maintain that the rest of our life. So that's the most important visit to come in. And we offer that at no charge. So you can come in. We'll go through a history. We'll do an examination. The test takes 2 minutes. It's painless. We want to activate those nerves. They feel things, right? They feel hot, cold, vibration. And that's the kind of test that we'll do. And we'll do that on that first visit. And at that point, depending on your severity in your case, depends on what type of program we put together for you.
Listen, I can't thank you enough. It's always enlightening, always informative. And just please, in the final minute, remind people there is hope.
Well, there's hope. Yeah, I was skeptical when I first started this 11 years ago. And I know everybody that comes in, you know, and sees the technology is skeptical, but they're brainwashed to think that there's absolutely nothing that could be done. And that is not true. We've been doing this way too long. And obviously, we've grown from one office to nine. We had one doctor. Now we have six docs. And this is what we focus on. This is our 100% devotion to help people suffering with neuropathy. And it absolutely works. So if you are, call us. We'll get you to the most convenient office for you, and we'll be able to tell you whether we can help you.
All right, remember, first examination, consultation, and treatment free. They're located in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, and Morgantown, West Virginia. MaryDanston.com, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers.